Thanks, Aaron. Good afternoon. Early this morning at 1 a.m., Mendocino County Sheriffs heard that a gunshot victim was being treated by Ukiah Medical Center. The victim was reportedly shot by 21-year-old suspect Angelo Want. Shot was made with a .38 revolver. When authorities arrived at Yokeo Ranch Road, the suspect fled and managed to escape pursuing officers. Sheriffs report that the injury was not life-threatening. If you can help with information about Angelo Want, contact the Mendocino Sheriff's Office. Deputies from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office were also dispatched to Creekside Court in Laytonville yesterday. On investigation of an assault, the victim, Gordon Watts Jr.'s left forearm had been broken. Watts told deputies that he observed Joseph Henry Mendoza in the front yard of Watts' residence using a baseball bat to vandalize Watts' truck and his motorcycle. Watts confronted Mendoza about the vandalism. That's when Mendoza struck Watts with the bat, breaking his left forearm. Sheriff speculate the matter was personal, as Watts had a dating relationship at one time with Mendoza's sister. Mendoza was reported to be angry about Watts' treatment of her, and this might have been the cause of the assault. Mendoza was arrested later yesterday evening in Fort Bragg. He was lodged in the Mendocino County Jail for assault with a deadly weapon and vandalism. California's effort to cut costs has presented the jail system with some difficult challenges of overcrowding. We asked Dean Flint of the Humboldt County Jail how it affects us locally. He says the Prison Realignment Act has presented the biggest change.
The biggest hurdle we've had in corrections since I can remember, and you know, when I started in 87. So, you know, what's happened is they've reduced the population in the prison systems in California, so a lot of those people are falling back to the jails. And that's not to say that people were released from prisons and sent back to the jails. That's not what happened. What happened was, as people got released from prison and they would normally go on the state parole system, it fell back to the county probation departments.
The Prison Realignment Act is AB 109. A legislative bill that could directly affect marijuana cultivation in our region passed the Senate Public Safety Committee as they approved AB 2284, a bill sponsored by Assemblymember Wesley Chesbrough that seeks to protect forests, watersheds, and the public by getting tougher on offenders who grow or manufacture illegal drugs on forest lands. Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman testified to the pollution caused by criminal behavior in North Coast forests. AB 2284 increases the civil penalties for violations of environmental laws connected with the production of illegal substances on resource lands. It also allows law enforcement to pull over and question drivers who are transporting in plain sight irrigation supplies over unpaved roads that run through specified resource lands. The bill is not a law yet. Its next step is scheduled for August 6th in the Senate Appropriations Committee. More KINS News, it's right after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Assemblymember Wesley Chesbrough honored Lorraine Plass of Healdsburg as the first Assembly District's 2012 Veteran of the Year. Quote, Lorraine has given so much of herself in the service of veterans, ensuring that those who served have their needs met after their military careers are over, Chesbrough said. She is highly respected by both sides of the aisle here at the state capitol for her tireless advocacy on behalf of veterans, end quote. Ms. Plass, who attended St. Bernard's High School in Eureka, served on active duty in the U.S. Army from 74 to 78, then served in the Army Reserves and in the National Guard. Road construction is still going on today as the city of Arcata is paving Erickson Way from West End Road to O&M Industries. That's at 5901 Erickson Way. Paving is scheduled during today only. They should end up working till 9 p.m. tonight. Please plan an alternate way to get to your destination. The City of Fortuna's Candidate Information Guide is now available online. The nomination period for November 6th municipal election, it's almost here. The Candidate Information Guide contains everything you need to know about what is required to be a candidate. You can find it on the City of Fortuna's website. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.